In 1987, an Australian researcher named David John Oates announced to the public that after 3 years of research into a phenomenon known as backward masking, he had discovered another human sense. David Oates claimed that hidden within the sounds of speech there existed a second covert form of communication. He called it reverse speech, the voice of the unconscious mind. Here's an extract from the very first news broadcast that heralded this revolutionary discovery.
Two Adelaide researchers claim they've discovered the seventh sense through their study of backward masking, the practice of listening to music and speech played in reverse. David Oates and Greg Albrecht say they have had thousands of examples of unintentional backward messages found on tapes of speeches by politicians, rock music, even plain everyday conversations.
It started with the Beatles, the Fab Four had teenagers around the world playing songs backwards to hear bizarre references to drugs, Satan, even the rumoured death of Paul McCartney. Now two Adelaide men have taken the study of backward masking further in what they say is a world first in research into the subject. They've come up with the startling conclusion that subconscious thoughts unintentionally appear in speech.
Tape record someone speaking, then play it backwards. Chances are you'll think it all sounds like gibberish. But according to two Adelaide researchers, there are secret messages to be heard in backward speech. The technique is called backmasking, and after thousands of hours of listening, these researchers have developed a theory to explain it. Howard Gipps reports.
David's theories are gaining acceptance. Psychotherapist Caroline Mead has been using his expertise in treating her patients.
If there's something that we're not picking up on, some strong drive that's going on, I often suggest that the person do a session with David, and when they bring the reversals back, it becomes very apparent as to what's going on.
David has also been used in a couple of child molestation claims, and recently actually helped the New South Wales police in a murder case.
David Oates' research into the science of reverse speech is now starting to be accepted in the United States and Australia. As Michael Beattie found out, David claims reversals reveal our inner thoughts.
If people think we're crazy, well, that's fine. I'm sure they thought Isaac Newton was crazy too.
Is this a sign of that sort of magnitude? Is this going to change?
Oh, yeah, we